Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
What habits, behaviors, and beliefs are needed in order to drastically transform your life and start living abundantly? And what does living abundantly mean? Is it material goods or is it happiness in the form of something else? My guest today is Lisa Nichols. She's a New York Times bestselling author of No Matter What and a motivational speaking coach. Welcome to the show, Lisa. So first, tell the listeners. Well, thanks. What is living abundantly? What does that even mean? Does that mean more stuff? Does that mean, what does that even mean?
Right. Well, the myth is that it means more money and more possessions. But the truth is that abundance is a 360 experience. Abundance is abundance in your relationships. You feel full, you feel served, you feel loved, you feel acknowledged. Abundance is abundance in your health and vitality, which you are a great promoter of, to help life feel good, to be able to live out your life's purpose because your body is operating well. Abundance is abundance in your spirituality, the ability to let go and release, the ability to forgive, the ability to be still, to meditate, to relax, to take deep breaths. And then finally, yes, abundance in your finances. And to me, finances are not the end goal to have a lot, but finances allow you to buy your freedom. They allow you to create better memories. And so it really is about life experiences that you get to have because you were fiscally responsible. So the myth is abundance is about possessions and money. The truth is abundance is a 360 experience.
Okay, what a great way to place it. So four E's that you like to talk about that help you find this inspiring life assignment, ways that you can get that abundance in your life if you don't already feel it. Give us some of those.
Right. Well, it's important to break out your life into, I call them quadrants, so you can focus on each quadrant and give it its attention. Otherwise, it can all get overwhelming. The first E is enrichment, the enrichment of self. How are you growing you? How are you growing your mindset? Wherever your mindset is, your lifestyle will follow. So what are you doing to enhance your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-value, the way you look at life? The second E is enchantment, your relationship. The quality of your life will be determined in the end by the quality of your relationships. We always do. They did a survey. And when you get older, all you're thinking about are your relationships. So spend time minding them now. And in the book, I give you a step-by-step guideline on how do you improve relationships, how do you heal broken relationships that really matter to you and you really would love to heal but you don't have the skill set, and how do you attract power booster friends. And then the third E is engagement, work engagement. Listen, we spend a lot of time at work. So how do you begin to look at your work, use your work, and manage your work as if it were your investor into your breathtaking life? Once you do that, your work engagement will be enhanced 3-4 times, and I show you how to do that. Then the fourth and final E is endowment, money endowment. You know, not just the Dr. Seuss family and the McDonald's family and the Disney family have a right to have an endowment. You and I and our families have a right to have an endowment, every single one of us. We just didn't know it and didn't know how to create one. So in the book, Abundance Now, I show you how to create a family life endowment that really shifts the relationship that you and your family have to money and could be for generations to come. I'm super excited about breaking it down. And I don't come from a space of having known all this about money, known all this about abundance, because in 1994, I was on government assistance. I didn't have money. I was in the Women, Infant, and Children program, WIC, free cheese, free pasta, free butter. And I had $11.42 when my son was 8 months old, and I didn't have money to buy him Pampers. And I had to wrap my son in a number of towels for 2 days until I can afford to get Pampers. So I don't come from knowing this space. I come from being broke and broken and learning all of this to the point where I humbly get to say today I'm the CEO of a multi-million dollar publicly held company. But there is a way I got there, and it wasn't magic, no sprinkle fairy dust, no potion lotion. It was the techniques that I put in this book.
So when somebody asks you, how did you get there? What did you do? And you talk about these techniques, give us some of those techniques. Give, I mean, advice for someone who's going through what you're going through, or someone who's listening who says, I just can't seem to get out of the rut that I'm in, and I don't know what my first step is going to be.
Absolutely. As long as the person listening recognizes that I'm going to give you the first step, not all the steps, but you have to keep stepping. People stop stepping. They'll do one step and then get discouraged. So I'm going to give you some top lines, but that's why I wrote the book, because I kept being interviewed and people asked, what do you do? And I felt like I was giving the illusion that the one thing I said on the radio or on television was all you have to do. So I want to encourage you to keep stepping in. And if not this book, read another book and then stay in action. So the first thing I did was I began to look at my mindset, my way of thinking. I had a scarcity, average life thinking. And your thinking is that's the pathway to where you're going to live. So I picked up 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and I began to feed myself something different. I read the book over 7 times so I can adopt the mindset. Then I picked up Howard Schultz's book, CEO of Starbucks. Then I picked up Phil Jackson's book, 11 Rings. Now, you got to know, I wasn't a great reader, and I didn't read a lot, but I wanted to know what successful people knew. So one, in order to do something you haven't done, you need to know something that you don't know yet. So go and become an avid studier. Then I went to a conference. I went to a conference because I wanted to be around other people who were working drastically to change their lives. And I wanted to think with, I wanted to know them. I wanted to be around them. I wanted to change and up-level my circle. And so for that reason, I'm doing something crazy. I've invested over $200,000 to put on 2 free trainings to over 2,500 people because I wanted them to, one, have the book, read the book, and then meet people. Those are the first 2 things I did. So if you go to Join Lisa Free, my CFO thinks I'm crazy, Join Lisa Free, and you're one of the first people to show up to the event, you can come in for free, and not for 9 hours, I'll show you detail by detail what you can do to transform your life. That's just joinlisafree.com, and I paid the bill. Your book literally is your pass in, because those are the first 2 things I did. I picked up a book to feed me something I didn't have, and I went to a conference to get around like-minded people who were going to hold me accountable. And then in the conference, I'm going to create accountability partners. So you have groups of 5 that for the next 12 months, we're going to work together in small pods toward your goal.
Wow, and it is so inspirational, and you've got so much energy and passion. I can hear it, Lisa. And so if people want to get involved, it's a good idea. But some of the advice that you're giving, get educated. Educate yourself.
Absolutely.
Hang around with people that are in that area that you want to be, whether you want to get spiritual, whether you want to get more educated in science or global warming or whatever it is, put yourself around those people that are involved in that sort of thing.
And those people who are 2 to 10 steps ahead of you, because they'll pull you. Like in the book, I say, hang around people that make you tippy toe. They keep you on your tippy toes. Like you have to bring your best you to that conversation. Up level your circle. Don't leave your current circle. Love them. Go adopt another circle that's going to keep you on your tippy toes. Find them. They're out there, and they will welcome you because at one point they were on their tippy toes in that same circle. So
I afraid, though, Lisa, and I love this bit of advice that you have to find those people in those areas, educate yourself, but find the people that are a couple of steps ahead because they'll pull you along. But some people have trouble finding those people because they feel like those people are more lofty than them and that they're not going to get pulled along, and why should they bother with that person? But as you're saying, some of those people want to help other people step up. Not everybody's afraid that someone's going to step up and push them off their little pedestal. We only have 30 seconds. Tell people one more time where they can find out more about you.
Find those people that you want to find by coming to joinlisafree.com. The most perfect people show up. They show up to serve you. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is the first day of the best part of your life. Believe me, I'm proof in the pudding that that's the case. Join us free. It's easy.
joinlisafree.com. And so you can go there and get involved, be inspired. She's got a lot of passion, this lady, and a lot of energy. So go there. And that's what we're doing here too at Radio MD. We're trying to inspire you and give you a lot of information so that you are more educated and you can seek out those experts that can help you to live that more abundant lifestyle. This is Melanie Cole. And if you missed any of the great information, listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Stay well.